Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the second episode of the Subway Series podcast with Joe Quirk and Nick Rossiello. Today, we will be discussing whether or not the Yankees and the Mets should buy, sell, or hold at the trade deadline this year. And we will be doing game-by-game record predictions for the Giants and Jets with a special guest, Tom Vella. So today, Nick, we were going to be discussing some more trade deadline rumors between the Yankees and the Mets and whether or not they should buy or sell. So what is your opinion on the Mets and what they should do at the deadline this year?
I think the Mets are an easy hold. It's the same team that went 11-1. Just take away those injuries. The starting pitching is unreal, as Bryce Harper, if you watch the All-Star game. He had an interview on the field when he was playing center field, and DeGrom was pitching, and Bryce Harper was talking about how great of a pitching rotation that the Mets did have. So it's like, even if Bryce Harper can recognize it, anybody can recognize it. They got a great pitching. That's really their only value on the team. Like, if you can dump Yoenis Cespedes, I say go for it. But other than him, I really think that the Mets are in a big hold situation, because it's the same team that went at 11-1. The only value that they have is part of their future. So
yeah, I think that the Mets are a 100% sell. I mean, I recognize how dominant that pitching staff is, and it's, in my opinion, one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball with DeGrom and Syndergaard there. But I mean, they're not, even with how dominant, just insane DeGrom is pitching this year. What does he have? 1.8 ERA?
1.68.
1.68. So that's even better.
It's much better than you thought, yeah.
So even with the 1.68 ERA, the Mets aren't winning games. They're not getting things done. They're losing, and they're falling fast. They had an unprecedented start at the beginning of the season, but it's just all falling apart. They have a rookie manager there. They don't know what they're doing. They're losing games. They have an inability to win, even with two phenomenal pitchers, an ace like Jacob deGrom and a co-ace in Noah Syndergaard. So I think with no farm system, with no talent, it's
they got a
just
farm system. They got a little bit. They have enough of one for that first baseman.
Right, but it's not a good farm system. It's
I
not
never
enough
said it
to
was
make you
good, but
optimistic about the future. I
it's
think you
enough. It's
sell.
enough, where you can hold.
You
It's
s
enough where you can bring a guy up, and you can then bench Bruce. You don't need Bruce to ever play again. It's enough to fill the holes that the Mets do have.
But do you want to contend, or do you just want to be like a middle of the pack team? Because that's what you have to do. You have to get value for these good players that won't be a part of the future by the time you're ready to contend.
Why isn't DeGrom part of the future? He's 30. The Mets have another 2.5 years with him.
But what did I
He's under
say?
contract for another 2.5 years.
Right, but what did I say? That DeGrom, his dominance is going to start to decline when he hits like 32, 33.
Get out of here with that.
No, that's just
It's gonna,
historically accurate. Most pitchers start their dominance, their ace-like dominance. He's not going to hold a 1.68
So
ERA when
you're
he's
going to trade
33.
Jacob deGrom?
Yes.
That's so stupid.
Get the value while you can.
That's so stupid.
You need to.
You don't
do you
trade
want to
Jacob.
contend, or no?
Yeah, but I also want to win.
You're not winning.
You're gonna.
You're not
you
winning
have to
right
win.
Now.
I know.
You're not winning right now.
Yeah, but everybody's hurt. Everybody's hurt.
It's an old team, and even when they're healthy,
yeah, it's
they
an
haven't
old team.
been able
That's what
to
I'm
win.
saying. When they were healthy, they
So then
went
how are
11
you
and
supposed?
1. When they were healthy, they went 11 and 1.
How are you supposed to get any young talent on that team?
They're young enough, the Mets. They really are. With Dominic Smith.
Their young talent is inconsistent. Their old talent is always getting hurt, and their dominant pitchers aren't able to get runs with the roster the way it is right now.
Yeah, but why? You don't need to change the pitching rotation. You really don't. If you want value, you get rid of guys like Wilmer Flores, who I like. You get rid of guys like Yoenis Cespedes, who I like. But if you want to trade your pitchers, you're done, because the Mets have no bullpen. Zero bullpen. They have Seth Lugo, and that's really where it stretches from. Seth Lugo, and then Robert Gsellman. Sometimes the Mets had to play baseball on the occasional night. If you get rid of one of those starting pitchers, if you even get rid of Zach Wheeler or Steven Matz, you're done, because the only guy up next is Jason Vargas. And Jason Vargas has, what, a 13 ERA?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that their pen is not strong. Their bullpen's not strong at all. But again, even if it's not a Syndergaard or a DeGrom, it's still got to be someone like a Matz. It's got to be somebody. You're going to need value. You're going to need more young talent on that team.
That's what
for
I'm
sure.
telling you. You have to get rid of the position players. You can't get rid of the pitching. And the Mets shouldn't be getting rid of, because they have money. The Wilpons have money. They're still making money. They actually own one of the best video game club teams in the world.
That's one of the best things about baseball, is because they don't have that salary cap, and they're in a New York market. They have plenty of money. They just choose not to spend it.
Exactly. And that's a problem. And that's what I'm saying. You sell Wilpons at the sell team. But that's obviously not going to happen because they're making a lot of money owning, you know, a baseball team. So they're not going to sell it. But they have to open up the wallets and they have to go out and grab someone. I'm not saying you grab Bryce Harper, but Bryce Harper's a guy you have to target. If you can get
He's
a guy like
that.
He's
not going to the Mets.
I never said he is. I never said he was.
So why target it? It's unrealistic.
Not necessarily. I mean, he was, like I said, he was talking pretty highly about the pitching staff. At the right, All-Star game.
But that's all they have.
Yeah, but you didn't know about that, so you have no idea. He seemed pretty
I just missed the All-Star game. That doesn't mean... All right, well...
I'm just saying, you didn't see it.
That's okay.
You didn't see it. How are you supposed to know?
All right, fair enough. Fair enough point. But, yeah, I don't think a guy, especially of Bryce Harper's caliber, with the state
you
that team
Yeah,
is
you
in.
Don't need a... You don't need an All-Star. You don't have to go out and get
you just need talent.
That's exactly. So I'm saying if you trade Cespedes, and listen, I'm like I said, I'm still on hold. I think you hold as the Mets. You hold as that three-headed monster that's managing the Mets right now. You hold and you play it out. Next year, you got to get somebody. But if you're going to trade, you trade Wilmer Flores, you trade Yoenis Cespedes. If for some reason someone wants to give you three pennies for Jay Bruce, you do that too. But you have to hold with the Mets.
All right. Well, I just look at the current state of the Mets. They're not winning games now because as you said yourself, the roster's old.
But
they're not winning games because the roster's not healthy. And the roster's not healthy because most of the roster's old.
No, the roster's not healthy because the Mets have one of the worst training staffs in all sports.
That's got to be corrected too.
Yeah, it does.
But
that
has
nothing
to do
with buy, sell, hold.
But
you can't buy a training staff.
No. But I understand that. I'm just, that's another issue they have to correct. But what I'm saying is the roster isn't 11-1. Isn't having a season like they did when they went 11-1, which again I didn't think they were going to hold the whole season if they stayed healthy anyway.
Yeah,
but because as constructed, that team's not one of the better teams in baseball. But even with that, they're a fairly old team. They need young talent.
Their farm system is not
that loaded.
They are younger than I think most people take them for.
But they're inconsistent.
Well, Brandon Nimmo, young. Michael Conforto, young. Amed Rosario, Dominic Smith, Jacob deGrom, Noah Syndergaard. They're all young.
Most of them are inconsistent. Most of those, not all of them, you know,
okay,
DeGrom,
Michael
Syndergaard,
Conforto's not
Nimmo.
I'm with you on Michael Conforto.
Yeah, Michael
Nimmo,
Conforto.
Nimmo has been consistent.
He's been consistent, I'll give you that.
Nimmo's been consistent.
The pitchers
DeGrom
have been consistent.
DeGrom has been consistent.
Yes.
Syndergaard has been consistent. Rosario is getting better. Rosario wasn't very good at the beginning of the season. Actually, he was an all-star in the beginning of the season. He played really well in those 11-1 games. Then he went downhill, like majorly downhill. Then he started picking up. He had a pretty good last 2 or 3 weeks, just like Wilmer Flores did, you know, with the walk-offs and everything. But he's picking it up. I think Amed Rosario is starting to turn into a better player. I'm not saying he's a great player, but he's turned into a better player. Dominic Smith barely plays. Dominic Smith should be in AAA. He should be playing in Vegas with the minor league team, and I don't know why he's up there, but they should, if they're going to get rid of somebody, they should get rid of a position player, not a pitcher.
I
don't think they should.
Yeah, I mean, but the position players aren't going to net you the value that a DeGrom or Syndergaard would get.
Yeah, but you just need a couple prospects, and you just got to hope that they pan out. That's all you have to do, because
the more likely they will turn out. I mean, again, I point again, look at the Yankees 2 years ago. The Yankees 2 years ago had nothing but an old, dismantled
team. Don't compare
team.
It to the Yankees, because the Yankees is like, it's like drafting Tom Brady in the sixth round. It's like, that was crazy how well.
But they sold almost every player on that team, and they got so much prospects that those prospects just started turning out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm...
No, but they sold so many players, like, and not just like their old bad players. They sold their pitchers, like Aroldis Chapman. They sold Andrew Miller, who at the time was one of the best closers in baseball. So they sold a lot of players. They got all the value they could have possibly got back,
and
they got
the
likes of some of these better players.
You're not going to get that with the Wilpons, because that's how they operate. They always operate by giving up more than they get, because for some stupid reason, that's just always how it is. I mean, that's no reason not to trade somebody, but the Mets have one of the best rotations in baseball, and they really shouldn't. I don't think there's any circumstance where they should trade any of their starting rotation. I think position players is the way to go, but I truly believe that holding for the Mets is the best option for them.
Okay, then what are your thoughts on what the Yankees should do at the deadline?
Easy buy.
Easy
buy. It's not even close. The Yankees, if they want to contend, which I think they do, if they want to contend for a World Series, because how long has it been? 9 years?
I believe 2009.
Mets have been in the more recent World Series than the Yankees.
But they lost. The Yankees won more recently.
Right, shut up. But the Yankees, if they want to contend for a World Series, because listen, they also have to win the wild card game, because Red Sox aren't slowing down.
Boston's going to win that division, it looks like.
Yeah. So you have to win the wild card game.
Speaking of one of the best rotations in baseball over there in Boston.
Because it looks like the Yankees are going to get that wild card spot. It looks like Boston's running away with it, with that division, I think. I don't know. You think so, too?
Yeah, no. I don't see Boston losing out.
So, yeah, they have to win the wild card game now, which you don't buy for a wild card game, but they have to buy a pitcher.
See, that's the interesting situation with the Yankees right now is, despite the fact that they seem destined for the wild card spot due to just the surge and dominance of the Boston Red Sox right now, they're still one of the better teams in the American League. I mean, the only other teams you could really put in that stratosphere with them is Boston, Houston, and maybe Cleveland. But that's about it. I mean, you're not really seeing any other teams that would really be in position to contend with them right now other than those three teams. So that's why you buy, because odds are they get into the wild card team and they play a team like maybe Seattle or Los Angeles or whoever ends up getting that second wild card spot. That's a team that you can beat. They're clearly far and away one of the best teams in baseball. They're one of the best offensive teams, and they've got a solid pitching staff. They've got a lockdown bullpen, and they've got some very good, if Tanaka's throwing like his best stuff, two ace-level pitchers.
Yeah, but you can't just bank on a pitcher pitching his best.
Right, right.
Because he hasn't. But he hasn't.
Right, I know, I understand that. We
he hasn't.
But so we're not saying we would start him in that wild card game. We do what they did last year. They started Severino in the wild card game. Although Severino had an awful wild card game against Minnesota. The bullpen went in, they saved him, and the offense bailed him out. And the offense is even better this year than it was last year.
Right.
But they need to buy. They obviously already missed out on Manny Machado, who went to Los Angeles, which is a huge loss for them, not only because they missed out on Manny Machado, but because he went to their biggest rival in the NL. In Los Angeles. That's the one team that I feel like could rival any AL team. The AL, I feel like, is the front-loaded conference, and the Dodgers is the only team that I feel like would rival the NL. But that being put aside, they need starting pitching help, and they need it badly. Obviously, you have the likes of Luis Severino, who's having a Cy Young-type year, and you have Masahiro Tanaka, who's inconsistent, but again...
He's not going to win a Cy Young award.
Luis Severino?
Severino. Not a chance. I bet you $10 he's not.
The AL Cy Young.
Right.
No, that'll probably go to Sale.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
But
that's
I said he's pitching at a Cy Young level, like to be a
just
finalist.
Just because he has the most wins.
No. His ERA is really low as well.
What is it? 2.5?
I think so.
2.5?
It's probably around...
He's not beating Sale.
No, I don't think he'll
beat... Scherzer's not beating DeGrom.
He won't beat Sale, but I think he could be considered a finalist.
Did you say finalist? I don't think you said finalist.
A Cy Young caliber pitcher, that doesn't mean he's going to win the Cy Young.
Cy Young caliber. Yeah, it does. Caliber of a Cy Young Award winner.
I didn't say winner. I said...
Caliber of a... What?
He could be in that conversation for Cy Young. This year, Severino is pitching with a 2.3 ERA. He's 14-2. He has 144 strikeouts and 128 innings. So that's some solid stats. This has got to be one of his lowest career ERAs right here.
So what? He's under 2.5.
He's under 2.5.
A little under 2.5. All right.
Yeah, so some solid stuff, but they need more starting pitching because the back half
that's
of that rotation.
Yeah, that's the problem. Sonny
you
Gray.
Got CC like Sabathia, CC Sabathia, Sonny Gray.
He's bad.
He's inconsistent.
He's a bad player.
He's just gotta find his. If he finds his groove, he found his groove against Baltimore a few weeks ago, and he looked like a very good pitcher.
Beat the Orioles.
And then obviously you have Domingo Germán and Jonathan Lolasanya, who are both bad pitchers. They're young pitchers, but they need to be developed.
They're bad
more
pitchers.
But
I'd rather have them out there than Sonny Gray. I think Sonny Gray would blow it on more likely occasions than Germán did or would.
I want to ask: do you think Sonny Gray is the worst pitcher on the Yankee staff?
Yeah.
More so than the rookies.
Yeah. I'd rather have them out there than Sonny Gray.
All right. There's a high prospect. They refused to trade him for Manny Machado. His name is Justice Sheffield. He's in high A ball right now. Would you rather have him out there than Sonny Gray?
Yeah. Might as well.
You think Sonny Gray's that bad?
Well, I don't think Sonny Gray's going up anymore. He beat the Orioles. That's all he could beat. He could beat bad teams. And that's because the offense is loaded.
So you think the only reason Sonny Gray has any wins is because he plays bad teams and he has a loaded offense?
Yeah, I think Sonny Gray's a bad pitcher. I think Sonny Gray is just an overall bad player. And if you could dump him for whatever, if you could dump him for a box of apples, I don't know. If you could dump him for anything, take it.
What if you could dump him for DeGrom?
Don't even start with that. Don't even start with that because that's so stupid. That's like not even close to what would happen.
I mean, that'd be great. They already missed out on Gerrit Cole, who, again, when the Pirates started asking for Clint Frazier for Gerrit Cole in the offseason, I thought that was a must-do trade. I feel like Clint Frazier is a must-be-traded prospect for the Yankees. because I don't see him cracking that lineup anytime soon due to just the nature of how loaded that outfield is and could continue to grow if they add a Bryce Harper or...
Well, they could trade Stan.
They could trade Stan, but I just don't see that happening since they just traded for him. And also their offense is just really on fire.
Well, they could trade Stan for a pitcher.
I don't see that happening, though.
I know I don't see it happening either, but I'm saying that could happen.
It's an option, but it's honestly not going to happen.
That actually might be the best thing that they could do. You trade for a starting pitcher with Giancarlo Stanton.
But Giancarlo Stanton, his offense is actually just starting to really heat up and pick it up. And I don't know. I feel like he's
overall
a big part
this
of that
year
offense.
Overall this year, he has not been a big part of that offense.
Well, let's break it up. The most important part of that offense, I feel like, is Aaron Judge. Am I wrong?
No.
Aaron Judge.
Gleyber Torres is up there.
Gleyber Torres is up there.
He's been playing.
And Duhar is up there. I mean, who else? Gregorius? Hicks?
Didi.
But
Sir Didi.
Giancarlo's been more effective than Brett Gardner.
Yeah, but
he's been more effective than Greg Bird.
Stanton was taken to be judge level.
Right, because he won the MVP last year. There's exactly. No way he was going to repeat that.
Yeah, but
no one expected that. Right, because he was playing
crushed.
In Miami last year.
So what?
So it's easier to hit a home run in Miami than it is in New York. Especially
Yankee Stadium is not a big stadium. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No,
it is a relatively... So yeah, Yankee Stadium is a small stadium.
Right.
It is very easy to hit a home run in Yankee Stadium. I'm not easy, but it's...
But it's also...
But comparative to other stadiums...
Yes.
It's not like hitting a home run in Colorado, but hitting it in Yankee Stadium isn't a difficult task for someone like Giancarlo Stanton.
The thing is, he hasn't.
Todd Frazier was good at hitting home runs in Yankee Stadium a couple years ago.
The thing about Yankee Stadium, it just not only does it depend on the hitter, it depends on how they handle the pressure. If you look at Giancarlo Stanton's stats from this year, he has hit significantly worse at Yankee Stadium than he has on the road. And I think that's because
he got booed.
Right, because that's in part due to the pressure of playing in New York and with that fan base. I went to the ALCS last year, or the ALDS, against Cleveland. So when we went to the game against Cleveland, like, that's a different atmosphere, those fans.
Yeah, but he hasn't played in that aspect. He hasn't played in the playoffs.
Right, but I'm just saying that the atmosphere that the Yankees fans bring when you go to a Yankee game is a lot different than the Marlins fans. Marlins never sold out when he played in Miami. He was playing in a half-empty stadium. The Yankees fans always sell out. It's always packed. It's always loud. It's a different environment.
That's not a big enough excuse for Stanton won the MVP.
He hit 56 home runs.
He was the best player.
The NL. The NL has Bryce Harper, and then who else? I mean, let's be honest. Look at the All-Star Game rosters this year. Who else?
You didn't even watch it.
I know, but I saw the rosters. I was still up to date on everything going on in the All-Star Game. Who else in that NL can you really say?
Like, but it doesn't matter. He won. That's all that matters. He won the MVP.
Right.
So you would hope that he'd be good, right? Isn't that a good expectation?
He's not been bad.
It's a fair expectation.
He's been decent.
He's been all right.
Yeah, that's decent.
Decent is giving him too much credit.
Oh, my God.
He's all right.
He's around Judge's level in terms of home runs hit. And Judge is having a great season. And his
Judge is killing him this year in everything.
He's killing him in average.
Judge is better in every way than Stanton is. And Stanton came in to be like a Judge.
You want to hear something unfortunate. Judge is pretty much continuing the season he had last year. He's had a phenomenal season this year, kind of similar to what he had last year. And although it's still MVP-like, because of the way Mike Trout's playing this year, there's no way he's going to win it. That's unfortunate.
So we're both buys? We're both buys, and I'm saying sell Stanton. Yes, sell Stanton to get a good pitcher.
No, I'm saying don't sell Stanton. Don't sell the young guys. Definitely buy, though. Try to get a Cole Hamels.
Well, how else is he going to buy?
What?
What else is he going to buy with?
Well, when I mean don't sell the young guys, I mean like Gleyber Torres.
Miguel Andujar, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we discussed that last week. So I think go for like a Cole Hamels or something like that, or an AJ or J.A. Happ from Toronto, and you know, you go from there. Okay. So now we're going to be advancing to the next half of the podcast, and we'll be talking about the record predictions for the Giants and Jets. And we have a guest here, a friend of ours, Mr. Tom Vella.
Hello, my name's Thomas. That's it.
Okay, so do we want to start with the Giants or the Jets?
Go for the Giants first.
Giants first. All right.
This be good.
Okay. All right. So this year, kind of, it's been a slow as we wait for training camp here. Slow off season.
Which is coming up.
It is coming up. It's right around the bend. But
who says bend? Right around the corner. Who says we're on the bend?
I do.
Have you heard that before?
No, I've never heard that.
How have you never heard right around never
because that's not a normal that's not a normal expression.
It is a normal expression.
You've never said that before in your life.
Yes, I have.
You're trying that out today. I'm telling you, you tried that out today, and you epically failed.
It didn't work.
No, it really didn't. Don't ever use that again.
All right. Well, we're going to do some record predictions. So, week one, Giants are home, and they are hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Easy loss.
Big loss.
100%. It's not even close.
I would agree with that. I would say that Jacksonville is an elite team in the NFL at this point.
I don't even think it'll be close.
It's not going to be close because Eli Manning's playing.
Oh, come on.
Eli Manning's the quarterback, and he's going against the Jacksonville defense.
Yes, actually, though, Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions against that same defense last year. I mean,
so,
Eli, if a good quarterback can do that.
That doesn't mean Eli Manning is better than Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, it's because Saquon Barkley is coming in.
They're
the offense.
They're going to be using the
that
run
automatically
game.
Increases
They've never
Eli
seen
Manning's.
The run game with Jacksonville before.
Yeah, Jacksonville's going to start stacking the box, right?
They're going to have to for Saquon.
Ew, oh my God.
No, they won't. They're not going to do that.
Oh my God, they're not doing that.
Week 2, I think, is going to be the first win of the season for the Giants away against Dallas. I'd say that's a win.
Dallas is a big hit or miss team. If Dallas can run the ball, I think they're going to win. But I don't have faith in them actually being able to run the ball. I think Damon Harrison is just going to eat Zeke up.
He's done that. He's done that the entire time he's been in New York.
He has been. I love.
And they have no defense.
He was on the Jets. I loved Harrison.
They have no defense, no pass game in Dallas right now. And Jason Garrett's just a horrible coach. He's got
Jason Garrett. I like Jason Garrett.
I think they got to split the series for the year. I think they got to split.
1-1.
All right. So right now,
away you have them losing.
Going into week 3.
I have them. I don't know home or away. They will lose 1. They will win 1.
Okay. So
I have them. I have the Giants winning.
You have them winning.
I think they're gonna win this one, lose the next one.
All right, so okay. I have them at 1-1.
All right, so
we all have them at 1-1.
We have them 1-1 going into week 3, and that's another away game. And this one, I think, is going to be an easy loss against Houston.
Yeah, I don't know how they could beat Houston.
As long as Houston's healthy, because they have had issues staying healthy.
Yeah, but it's week 3. I mean, I'm not banking on a healthy season from J.J. Watt, which is annoying, because I wish he could play a full season.
That'd be great.
I will say Deshaun Watson, I think, will play the whole season healthy. I feel confident in playing. And DeAndre Hopkins.
That was a freak injury, the ACL, right? That was a practice injury?
Yeah,
it was a practice injury. I think DeAndre Hopkins is just better than any Giants cornerback, better than anyone in the Giants secondary. I mean, Landon Collins can't cover DeAndre Hopkins, but he's not supposed to.
He's an in-the-box, more safety. Although he has worked on his coverage, he's not DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, he's not covering DeAndre Hopkins.
I think
so
if Watson can come back at a fraction of what he was playing at last year, they're going to be a very good team.
I agree.
So I think we all have them 1-2?
1-2, yeah. And then, Tom, I think I know what you're going to say for this one. Going into week 4, a home game against New Orleans.
It shouldn't be close. The Giants should go 1-3. It really shouldn't be close. The Saints are better in every facet, really.
Especially quarterback.
And running back.
I agree. I do believe that the Saints have
a better running back.
One of the best teams in the NFC this year. It's such
a
good, well-rounded team.
You saw Shane Vereen is in New Orleans now?
He saw in New Orleans?
Yeah.
A couple days.
I did not hear about that.
A couple days. Well,
that is a good fit, actually.
Well, wait. This is week... Whoa, what week is this?
This is week four.
Week 4.
So Mark Ingram's still out.
Yeah, Mark Ingram would
it's
be
not
out.
Gonna matter.
But Alvin Kamara is such a good running back.
He is.
He's such a good running back.
Yeah, that's an easy loss for the Giants.
Okay, so we have them at 1-3 going into week 5. And this is an away game at Carolina. And I think they could win that game because Carolina has, I feel like, been declining ever since Super Bowl 50.
Although that's true, the Giants have also been declining.
Right, but I feel like they have more talent on that roster than Carolina.
No.
What does Carolina have left on that roster at this point? Other than Cam Newton.
Okay,
Cam Newton.
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Luke Kuechly.
So that's 3. That's 3 good players.
Devin Funchess is good. I like Devin Funchess.
Yeah, but he's not going to beat out like a Janoris Jenkins.
Well,
if I'm being honest with you, I don't know how the Panthers made the playoffs last year because I didn't think they were a very good team.
But I think they
will be another playoff team this year.
I think they will be too. Who they draft this year? First round.
They went receiver, right? They went the guy.
DJ Moore.
Yeah,
they went DJ Moore. Right. All right, so you have Devin Funchess and DJ Moore.
DJ Moore's a rookie. We don't.
Jenkins doesn't shadow, right? Or does he shadow?
I'm not really sure. I think he shadows. I'm pretty sure.
I think he shadows actually. But he probably won't shadow in this game.
No, there's no need.
No. So I think DJ Moore is a great talent, and I feel he is better than any. Well, I don't think he's better than any. I don't think he's better than Janoris Jenkins, but I think DJ Moore can honestly kill Eli Apple because for some reason he's still on the team.
Right, but you think that by week 5 he's going to be in a position where DJ Moore alone wins them a football game?
No, I don't.
No, Cam Newton. Cam Newton is a very good player.
Cam Newton's very inconsistent, but if he takes over a game, there's no shot.
And I think
but,
he will.
But the lack of talent on that Carolina team, you know, you can't you just say Christian Cam McCaffrey. Newton. Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, and DJ Moore are going to beat that Giants defense.
And Greg Olsen. They have Greg Olsen.
Just forgot about Greg Olsen.
Okay, so we named. I think we named every single position group.
But I feel like Well, the offensive line we didn't name.
It's digressed.
It has certainly digressed. Well, that's a huge loss. That's not something that we can just gloss over. That's a big loss.
Yeah, right. But Giants lost JPP.
Right, but they still have have fun running the ball, Christian McCaffrey against David Harrison.
CJ Anderson. First off, CJ Anderson runs the ball.
They have linebackers now that can cover. That's the thing. Ooh, like Giants? Greg Olsen. Yeah,
they're not covering Greg Olsen. Who? B.J. Goodson.
No, not B.J. Goodson.
Oh, Alec Ogletree?
Alec Ogletree.
Okay, Alec Ogletree was one of the worst cover back linebackers in the league last year. And if you want to look up that PFF stat again, go ahead.
I think he'll be solid.
Okay, well, he wasn't very solid last year.
And Landon Collins has worked on his cover suit. The safeties, Andrew Adams.
I have nothing against Landon Collins. I think he's a very good safety.
I personally think the Giants win that one. That's a game they need to win.
I think it's a shootout, and, you know, Christian McCaffrey and Cam Newton win.
I think so, too.
All right, so you two have them at 1-4. I have them at 2-3.
Oof, 1-4. 1-4 for a big Super Bowl team, right?
I never said they were winning Super Bowl. I just said they'd be a better team. All right. Next game I think is a loss. It's a primetime game. It's a home game against Philadelphia.
Not a shot. We don't even have to go over
not
this.
Not a chance. Do the Giants
Here we go for some nonsense explanation
as to why the Giants are going to win.
No, I'm not going to say they're going to win, but I do think...
Just better than Carson Wentz.
No. I think Carson Wentz is the next Aaron Rodgers of the league. I think he's the next great quarterback. And that's coming from a Giants fan. I think Carson Wentz is going to be great. I think the team is great. I do think they're going to be... I think people are giving them a little too much credit. I don't think they're going to be as good as last year.
Where are they getting too much credit?
Well, first of all, teams are never... Unless you're the New England Patriots, on the great offensive line? Unless you're...
In the great running back core? First of all,
you lose a huge back in that run pass option in Latavius... LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount was not what made them a Super Bowl team.
LeGarrette Blount didn't do it for them, I'll tell you that. LeGarrette Blount going to Detroit was probably... what's the head coach's name?
Matt Patricia.
No, Philly.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah. LeGarrette Blount going to Detroit was probably Doug Peterson's probably least of worry because they have Jay Ajayi.
Well, teams are going to be...
I'm not a fan of Jay Ajayi, though. I'm not either.
I think he's good. I think he's serviceable enough. And who they have? They have Corey Clement.
Darren Sproles.
Meh.
It's his last year. He's retiring after this.
This is it. But, okay, they're just a better team than the Giants.
No, I agree.
And they get exactly the credit that they deserve.
They're not going to have the success they had last year.
But no one's predicting it.
They will
be. Yes, they are. People are saying they're one of the best teams in the NFC.
That's true.
On paper. I don't think they're going to play that way this year. Not saying that they're not going to beat the Giants in this game, but I don't see that happening.
I think they're going to be another top three team.
I think they will in the NFC.
All right, I think in the league.
So at this point...
I think in the NFC, they'll be easily top three.
At this point, you guys have them at 1-5. I have them at 2-4, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
You gave him a win to Carolina.
So 2-4 and 1-5. Another difficult road game coming up.
The Jets have an easy schedule.
They have another difficult road game away at Atlanta. I think that's another winnable game. Atlanta's a very good football team, but I think that's a winnable game. They haven't been playing as well.
That one is a little interesting.
It depends on how Matt Ryan plays.
It is. It really does. And it's actually dependent on if Julio Jones gets the ball.
That's true.
If Julio Jones gets the ball, they're going to beat the Giants. If Julio Jones doesn't get the ball, Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman and Calvin Ridley, and then they're not going to beat the Giants.
In the same season. Yeah. Like, the Falcons we saw in the beginning of last year to the end of last year.
It's so different.
It's just so hard to pinpoint where the Falcons will be because they should be good.
They should be,
but you just don't know because...
It's
very weird with that team.
I give it to the Giants in that one.
Okay, so you give it Giants?
I'm going to say the Falcons win.
All right, so Tom has them at 1-6. You have them at 2-5. I have them at 3-4.
So you give them the win.
I give them the win.
I think only because they're away.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay.
1-6.
Okay. Washington. Home against Washington.
I have all the faith in the world in Washington.
Their team's not good. Their quarterback's not good.
I like Alex Smith. I've always liked Alex Smith.
He just plays it safe. That's it.
That's all he needs to do. He's at the play.
He's not going to win you
football. They don't have that much of an advantage.
I like the Redskins.
But their team is not good overall.
I like Jameson Crowder, I like Darius Geis, and I like Chris Thompson.
Yeah, they're not beating the Giants.
Why not?
The difference between Alex Smith in Kansas City and Alex Smith in Washington, in Kansas City, Alex Smith had actual talent surrounding him. He had Travis Kelce, He had
They have okay, Jordan Reed. If he's even
Jordan
healthy.
Reed, if he's healthy, he's never healthy. They had Travis Kelce. They had Tyreek Hill, and they had
Kareem Hunt,
who Tom had killed me in fantasy.
Love that guy.
He doesn't have that talent. He has Jordan Reed if he's healthy, and he's never healthy. Jamison Crowder and those guys and Chris Thompson and Darius guys, they're not beating the Giants.
What was the Redskins' record last year?
I think it was 7-9.
I have no idea. You have to look that up.
Let me look that up.
They weren't good. I know that. I mean, I think they're going to stay that way.
They were the third place team.
I could say that they stay the same way. But I think it's good enough to beat the Giants.
I think the Giants are going to win this one.
They went 7-9 last year, which is good enough for third place in the NFC. Cowboys went 9-7. Eagles went 13-3.
So, yeah, I feel that
they're not going to win because of Eli Manning.
They're not.
Say that?
Absolutely not.
What is with all of this hate on Eli Manning?
Because he's not as
future,
good.
He's a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He has two rings. Here we go with this.
Two MVPs. Stupid. Two Super Bowl MVPs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, two catches.
Yeah, and one of the most clutch quarterbacks in postseason history.
One of the most clutch, one of the most inaccurate in respect to the Odell Beckham catch, the David Tyree catch.
No, those were works of God, okay? God made the ball go there, so that way
I love the argument where he threw it there so no one else but David Tyree could catch it.
Yeah, no, that's not an argument because he just missed the throw.
He also
like he missed
also
the throw with Odell.
Oh, yeah? Well, then how come – who was the guy who was guarding Tyree on that play? It was Rodney Harrison, right? Rodney Harrison was a very good defensive player.
Let's not get into this.
Yeah, let's.
Eli's just bad. Let's end it there.
He's a bad.
Okay, so what are the predictions for Redskins at home?
I think
they're
win.
At home.
Yeah, Giants are home. Giants are home.
I think they win.
Okay, then I give them a split. So that's 1-1. I give. Yeah,
you
I
give them a win. Okay, I've lost track of the records at this point.
Oh my god,
that's my second win for them.
I give them three wins.
I think that's my fourth win for them.
Yeah.
Don't keep track of losses. Just keep track of wins.
Okay, nice. So it's three wins through week.
This is. Week 8.
2-6.
So I have them at 4-4.
I have them at 3-5.
2-6.
All right, everyone keep track of their own record. All right.
2-6.
There we go, Tom. All right, 4-4, and I have them here on the road about to go 4-5, playing a primetime game against San Francisco.
I think San Francisco is the team that you meant to say with Philly, where I think they get too much credit.
Really?
100%.
I think so, too.
Garoppolo is a transcendent quarterback.
Yeah, but Garoppolo is not worth the second most quarterback money in the league of all time.
Well, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, neither is Matt Stafford.
Yeah,
or
Matt
David
Stafford.
Marr.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford isn't anymore. Stafford's what, 3 or 4 now?
Stafford never was.
But he was the top eight.
Yeah,
at one
but
point.
Stafford is the build of a franchise quarterback. I actually like Stafford.
So is
like
Garoppolo.
Him.
What's wrong? Garoppolo's a better
Garoppolo
quarterback than Stafford.
Sample size for me to say that. I'm a little hesitant with Deshaun Watson too. But because they have a much better all-around team than the 49ers, I still think they'll be good.
I'm not saying they won't be good.
I'm more hesitant with the 49ers.
I just don't. I don't see them, you know, winning the NFC with the 49ers.
Maybe not winning the NFC, but they'll be a good team.
I don't think they're good enough to make it out of the wild card game.
Okay.
I don't know if they're good enough to make it to the wild card game.
I have them going to the wild card game, and I have them losing to whoever they're playing against.
I mean,
it'll probably be the Chargers or something.
They're going to come, whatever happens, they come second in that division.
To who?
To Los Angeles. The Rams.
Oh, I forgot Los Angeles.
I meant the Rams. I said the Chargers. I meant the Rams.
Though the Rams are going to tear the league apart.
They really are.
The Rams are the Golden State Warriors of the NFL.
No, they're not.
No.
Absolutely not.
But they're fun to watch. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still, even after saying that, Giants still get the loss.
Okay.
You go first, Joey. I'm on the fence.
I have them taking the loss here on the road.
So I have them at 3-6.
I have them at 4-5.
You know what? I'll say they lose two.
Okay. So that's 2-7.
All right. This is a game I think they can win at home against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's not a very good team.
They're not.
They should be. They really should be.
They had high expectations for him last year.
They did, because they had Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, who I love.
They had Deshaun.
Nothing clicked very well.
It didn't. And they have Ryan Fitzpatrick for the first few games or whatever.
They had Deshaun Jackson.
Ronald Jones, I like.
Yeah, but he's... Actually,
but
yeah, he's going to be solid.
He might
have the starting job.
They're going to be the bottom team of that division. There's no way they're not.
I think they will be. Too.
Yeah.
But I think they're promising, though. I really do.
Right.
I had a lot of faith in them 2 years ago or last year. But
you thought Jameis Winston was going to be a dark horse for the MVP last year.
I didn't say MVP, but he was
and
dark
then,
horse for a good
and,
quarterback.
And then he went and
dark horse
and got himself in trouble with that Uber driver.
Dark horse to be a good quarterback. He was supposed to be a good quarterback.
And then he went and got in trouble with the Uber driver.
Yeah, but that was stupid. That was a couple years
speaking
ago.
Speaking of the 49ers, not too long ago, I saw something that Jimmy Garoppolo just went out with a porn star.
I read that too. Yeah.
Who second? I got the name.
Yeah, I saw that today. All right, but so Tampa Bay, I have them winning and going to 5-5.
Yeah, if Tampa Bay is as inconsistent as they were last year, they'll win that game.
Yeah, I have them winning as well.
All right, so everyone has them winning. I have them at 5-5 at this point.
I have them at 4-6.
3-7. No. Yes. Right? Yeah, 3-7.
Still better than they were last year, at least.
Yeah, it's because last year they started, what, 0-5?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they lost to I remember that, the 0-4 Chargers versus the 0-4 Giants, and you went in there all happy.
So, such a sloppy game. Such a sloppy game.
They almost beat the Eagles in week 3 or 4. I remember that. Like, that game went down like a 60-yard field goal.
Yeah, Jake Elliott. Screw Jake Elliott. No, it wasn't.
It was. It was in my
week
house.
1, they played Dallas.
Oh, week 2 then.
That was either week 2 or 3.
Yeah, it was week 3.
Yes.
I remember it being in my house because I remember Jake Elliott hitting that field goal.
I was there.
You didn't look.
Yeah.
Justin was obsessing over Jordy Nelson.
Went home to go.
You brought the pretzels. No, we watched week 2 at Matt and Justin's, right?
It was week 1.
It was week 1.
We went to Matt and Justin's week 1.
Okay, I don't know. I think it was week 3 that they played the Eagles last year.
I thought it
okay.
was
well, speaking of the Eagles, next game away in Philadelphia.
Loss.
I mean, we don't need to talk about the Eagles again, do we?
We went for that. No. All
right, I have them at 5-6.
3-9. 3-8.
4-7. All right. Next game, home game against Chicago, who I think will be a surprisingly good team this year.
I do too. I really do.
I think Trubisky really comes out. Jordan Howard's a solid running back. I think that's going to be a good team.
I'm with you on that. But I give them the win.
I disagree. I'm giving the Giants the win.
Giants the win too.
I don't see the reason.
Yeah, I give them the win too. I'm just saying the Bears are going to be a good team more than people think.
I think they will be too.
I think they're on the right track firing the draft, John Fox, and hiring Matt Nagy. A dinosaur.
Matt Nagy. I love Mitchell Trubisky. I wish he was a Jet.
They drafted the kid out of Georgia too, right? They drafted the kid out of Georgia.
Oh my god, stop saying kid.
You said that last time and like
did I mention
you're younger than him?
I know, I said that too. I say that to you all the time. I say you're younger than him. Give him credit and say it again.
They drafted that man out of Georgia.
Ew, don't say it like that.
Say the guy or something.
Yeah, wait, just say who they drafted.
I'm trying to remember his name.
Wait, who did they draft?
They drafted...
Trubisky.
No, this year.
Oh.
It was the linebacker from Georgia.
Roquan Smith?
Yeah, Roquan Smith. That's
it. He's holding out.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure he's holding
out. That's actually really funny. For contract reasons?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just because, what, he was even the eighth overall pick?
He was like the ninth
seventh
pick.
Seventh overall pick?
Nine was
San Francisco. Who
traded then he back? Was eight. Then he was eight.
Yeah, eight.
All right, so Philly, that's a loss. Chicago, that's a win. So we all have them beating Chicago. So I have them at 6-6.
I have them at 5-7.
4-8.
All right. All right. Another away game here against Washington.
Loss.
I have a win.
I think they lose this one.
I gave them the win last time. I'm giving them the loss here.
Yeah, I think they're going to split this one too.
Okay, so I have them at 7-6.
I have them at...
I'm 4-9, so you're 5-8.
5-8, yeah.
Okay. All right. Home game against Tennessee.
13? When was their bye week?
I don't know. It doesn't say it on here. It just lists the games they're playing. Okay, Tennessee.
I think Tennessee is going to be much better.
I feel like they're going to be worse.
No, they should have gone in the right direction.
I like Corey Davis a lot.
I do like Corey Davis. He didn't play a lot because of injuries his rookie year.
He just didn't play well.
I just don't think Mariota will play as bad as he did. And they made the playoffs last year with him playing as bad as he did.
When he threw that touchdown pass to himself, that was the most crazy thing that entire year last year.
I was working. I missed that game.
Oh, my God.
I saw the highlight.
You have to watch the football games. You got to watch.
I wanted to
games.
See that
you missed
game.
The All-Star game. You missed the Titans game when he throws a pass to himself and they score a touchdown.
I was watching the Giants game. You know, for the Giants game when the Odell made the catch. You know, I was supposed to be there, but I was leaving the state the next day, so I couldn't go.
That sucks.
I should have been there, though. That would have been the end zone, the corner end zone where my seats are.
Really?
Yeah, that it would have been right in front of me. Okay, I'm kind of torn on this one because I do think Tennessee's going to be a good team. I feel like they're going to be worse than they were last year, but they're still a very good football team.
I think Derrick Henry's going to run all over them.
They do have the rookie coach, too, right? They have a different coach.
They have a different coach.
The old linebacker.
Vrabel, right?
Vrabel, yeah. Vrabel. Mike Vrabel. I give the Giants a surprising win here.
So do I.
I think they're going to lose.
Right, I'm at 8-6.
I have them at...
God, really? 8-6?
I've been very realistic throughout
You've been
this.
Very optimistic.
I think I've been fair. I'm in the middle. What am I, 6 and...
I think you're
6. 6 and 6? No.
No, you
I'm
can't.
I'm 4 and 10.
It's week 14, so you have 6. 6 and 8.
6 and 8. Oh, wait, what? Oh, yeah, 6 and 8.
6-8, and you're 4-10.
Yeah, I'm 4-10.
You've been the pessimist.
Glass half full.
I think we're the most realist out of us.
We'll go back to this at the end of the season.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm psyched for the Jets.
Okay, so
Maurice Jones-Drew gave an 11-5 record. So finally,
we had last two games. We have an away game against Indianapolis.
Boss. Andrew Luck finds it at that point.
If Luck plays, no way.
Andrew Luck finds it.
Andrew Luck finds his groove. But that team is awful. The team around him is awful.
I love T.Y. Hilton. I love Marlon Mack. I mean, listen, it's not a great team. Do they have Moncrief?
They weren't great when they made it to the conference game, the AFC championship. They weren't a great team. They just had Andrew Luck. That's really look back at that team. Who did they have?
Nobody.
That's true. They didn't really have anybody.
They don't. They really don't. But I think T.Y. Hilton goes off.
But Andrew Luck hasn't thrown a football in 2 years.
And he threw it.
It'll be weeks. He threw it a couple weeks ago.
He
threw it a couple weeks ago. I remember seeing the video.
If he plays, he'll have a season under his belt, basically.
It looked better than David Wright throwing a baseball. Did you see that video with David Wright throwing a baseball?
No.
Oh, my God, it's the ugliest thing.
But David Wright also hasn't played in, like, what feels two years. Forever. Yeah.
Exactly. It's the same time span.
Is he coming
back? I hope not. I think he has to go.
It's unfortunate.
I think he has to retire.
Because it felt like, at one point, he was on track to be a Hall of Famer. And not anymore.
And then, you know, men's training staff, like I said before, are just the worst in all
sports. They screwed
his
career over.
He just constantly has back problems, but let's not go to that. But
okay, so
if Andrew Luck plays, which I think he will, I think him and T.Y. Hilton combined for like 2 touchdowns, 110 yards, easy.
I think Luck will light them up.
I think Luck has a good game. I think it's a quarterback shootout between Luck and Manning.
Stop saying that because Eli Manning is a bad quarterback. We all know he's a bad quarterback. And if you think he's going to have a shootout with Andrew Luck, you're insane.
Let me just say that even if he has a good supporting cast around him, this is based on something you said on the last podcast, if Eli Manning has a good supporting cast...
Which he does.
It's not going to make him a good quarterback.
No, it's not.
Nothing will make him throw like 4,000 yards and have like a TD to interception ratio of 5-1 again. That will never happen.
Okay, but let's look at Blake Bortles, right? Blake Bortles is not a good quarterback, but he had a great supporting cast around him, and they were able to succeed as a football team and as an offense because his supporting cast could do things to help him out.
Okay, but his supporting cast was the entire defense.
But he also had Leonard Fournette.
And
he also had Alan
and
Hearns.
The run game.
He had people around him.
But Saquon Barkley isn't in the same running style as Leonard Fournette, because Leonard Fournette's a ground and pound, stack the box kind of.
Still both good running backs. Or I guess in Saquon's case, potentially good running back. Right. We haven't seen him yet.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
But Blake Bortles wasn't a good quarterback. No, I don't think there's
a
single
person that said
what
Blake
said. Bortles was a good quarterback.
You've been saying Eli Manning was not a good quarterback.
Because he's not.
He's better than Blake Bortles. And they've got a better offense on paper than the Jaguars do.
If they try to like minimize Eli Manning's throws to the point where he becomes like foolproof like Blake Bortles, he'll be at his best.
Well,
you can't do that because you have Odell Beckham, and the reason that offense functions so well. Comment last year about when he was asked, how many times do you want Blake Bortles throwing the football game, and he's at zero.
Also, I don't think that their defense is good enough, the Giants, to only throw slants like the Jaguars do.
It's interesting, though, because the Giants, obviously, it's almost the same personnel as the defense. It was one of the best in football.
The Jaguars have a historic defense.
I understand that. But, I mean, it's one of the same personnel that they had that was one of the best in football not too long ago. And they have one of the best defensive coordinators in football. Had a top six defense the last 3 years in James Betcher. I have them beating the Colts. I have them at 9-6.
Loose to the Colts. 4-11.
I have them at 6-9.
All right, so I have final game, home game to close it out against Dallas. I have this as another win. So I finished the season with 10-6, which is the same they had 2 years ago. Probably good enough for a wild card.
They're in New York or they're in Dallas?
They're in New York.
I said they'd split, and I said they'd beat them week two from 1-1 to 5-11.
I don't even remember if I had them beat in week two, but I think they win
you
this
did.
Game.
Yeah, we were all 1-1.
Okay, I'll give it to them. I'll give it to the Giants.
All right, so I'm at 10-6.
I'm at 7-9. No, 7-10. Wait.
7-9. And I'm 5-11.
All right. Time for the Jets.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty on the spot here.
I think we had some solid predictions.
Except for you, yeah. Okay.
Okay, wow. Thanks.
Wait, what did you have finished? 9-7?
I am at 10-6.
Oh, 10-6.
I'm at 7-9.
Yeah, on the same record as the Jaguars.
Well, Blake Bortles and Eli Manning are virtually the same quarterback.
Aha, funny. And how come everyone wanted Eli Manning to replace Blake Bortles in Jacksonville a year ago?
Because Bortles.
I don't even know if that'd be an upgrade anymore.
It wouldn't at this point.
All right. Week one for the Jets. How about we just talk about the Jets now? Stop bashing Detroit, on Eli Manning.
Monday night. I got the whole schedule memorized.
Detroit Monday night?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Detroit.
Monday night, September 10th.
That's in Detroit.
It is in Detroit.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's gonna be a loss.
I don't think they can do it.
I think they're gonna start 0-1.
Listen, I don't think Detroit's a playoff team this year. But in the first week in Detroit with Matt Stafford,
The Lions is that they have a new offensive coordinator. They have a new head coach. Sorry,
who's better than what they previously?
Yes,
had.
Definitely.
Who is it, Caldwell? But yeah. It's new. It's just a new system. I don't know if they have any joint practices. Do Lions have joint practices with any other team? Because I know the Jets have one with Washington.
I don't know. I don't know if the Lions have joint practices.
So, I mean, if they don't, it's weird to come out week one and dominate. I think it's a very close game, but I think the Lions win.
I can see it being close, too. I can actually see it going anyway.
This could be a decent Monday night game right there.
I think it's the first one. I think it'll be a very good Monday night game.
Yeah.
I say 0-1.
Same.
Me too. I think it will be really close though.
I don't see. No offense to the Jets. I don't see either team making the playoffs. But I still feel like the Lions are still a decent team.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Then week two is.
All right. Week two is home against Miami.
Easy one. Miami's a very bad team.
They got to get rid of Tannehill.
They have nothing.
They have to. Miami is like a really bad team.
Tannehill's a poor man's Alex Smith. Kind of an average quarterback, doesn't do anything exciting. Tannehill's not good.
I don't even think Tannehill's an average quarterback.
You think he's below?
I think he's way below.
He could be below after the ACL injury.
Yeah.
It's possible.
No, he wasn't even good
before that. Yeah, he wasn't very good before that, but if I was ranking they have no Blake JJ. Portals, I'd say he's lower than the 20th best quarterback.
Okay.
I think the Jets win that.
So I have the Jets winning. All right.
Unless it's like the other game where it's like they scored like zero combined points. You remember that? They shut out the Jets?
Yeah, but the last time the Jets played, is that a prime time? Oh, it's not a prime time.
It's
prime
not.
Time is the. They have the next one is prime time against Cleveland.
Cleveland in Cleveland. So, all right, so we all have them at 1-1 again.
1-1, yeah.
All right, so prime time in Cleveland.
Win.
Loss.
They're playing Cleveland.
Yeah, but Cleveland's actually a decent team this year.
Yeah, but we said that last year as well.
No, but look at Cleveland this year.
The Jets have had the Browns number, just like they've had the Jaguars number.
I don't care. Look at the Cleveland Browns this year.
No.
I have them winning.
I think they have a real quarterback now in Tyrod Taylor. I think they win. I think the Browns have it.
I have the Jets winning.
In my opinion, Cleveland has one of the best wide receiver groups in the NFL.
I think they do too.
A very solid running back group.
I think they do too, but Hugh Jackson is just
and a decent defense.
He's 1-31.
Yes, because he's had no quarterback.
That's not a reason. That's not an excuse.
He's 1-31.
He's had no quarterback. He's had no roster.
I think everyone was saying the same thing last year with the Browns, where they're going to be a good team. I remember I was one of those people. I was saying last year that the Browns are going to have a good team, and that I think the Browns are going to do well.
Yeah, but just listen. Yeah,
what's Todd Bowles' record as a coach?
Yeah,
better than what's his name?
Better than Hugh Jackson, but it's not good. Just because you missed on something one year doesn't mean you have to go and hate it the next year. Like you missed on your first round picks in fantasy, like because your guys get hurt. Or like
right?
who was the guy that you said you picked like twice in a row and he failed for you?
Keenan Allen.
So like you can't just go and just give up on him then, because Keenan Allen actually had a good year this year.
I know, I drafted him, I traded him.
Yeah, so don't just like get like I think Cleveland wins that game. I have them at 1-2.
I have Cleveland losing and the Jets winning 2-1.
I'm 1-2.
All right.
Week four is Jacksonville.
At Jacksonville. That's a loss.
They beat Jacksonville last year. I'm giving them a loss, but they beat Jacksonville last year in overtime and it shouldn't have been a close game. I went to that game.
Yes, I remember that. But
They should have won that game.
That was a shock that game. I still had Jacksonville.
The Jets should have killed it that game. The Jets were the much better team. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I have it being a close game. I really do. I think the Jets obviously.
A lot of my picks. I feel like
but that was at MetLife that game. This is in Jacksonville this year.
Yeah, but it's not like the Jets had a great turnout last year.
Sure.
They really didn't. So it's not much of a home game for them.
Unlike the Giants, I'm a little more unsure about the Jets' picks. I feel like they will be a better team. Like, I feel like they'll be in every game.
I think they will be, too. And I think they will definitely be in the Jacksonville game. I just have them losing just because...
It's Jacksonville.
It's just tough.
And
but
away.
I do have them losing.
I think they're going to lose, too. 1-3.
1-3.
2-2.
I can really see them, like, also being 3-1 at this point.
I can see 3-1 as well.
It's just... It's really hard to pinpoint.
It is.
All right. And then they got Denver. Denver's a bad football team. Yeah, that's at home. That's a bad football team. Other than Von Miller.
And Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, and what remains on that defense?
Which is nothing.
Other than
Chris
those
Harris?
Two.
Is Chris Harris?
Chris Harris is still there.
So Chris Harris, that's it.
Yeah. Chris Harris, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb.
That's not good enough to beat the Jets.
Where's Aqib Talib?
He got traded to Los Angeles, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And the offense, Case Keenum, but... he's got nothing else because they lost C.J. Anderson.
They have nothing.
They have Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, but they're kind of washed up.
And Vance Joseph is one of the worst coaches imaginable.
That's Courtland Sutton. All right. That's a win for the Jets.
I have a win for the Jets.
I do too.
That's a 3-2.
So 2-3.
2-3.
Okay, then they play
Indianapolis at home. I have that as a close game.
This as a shootout.
This is going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be a shootout too.
I have it as a shootout, and I have the Jets pulling out of this one. I do.
I really want to say the Colts, but other than Andrew Luck, that Indianapolis team is really bad.
Who do you think
is
going to be starting at this point?
Andrew Luck. Oh, I think Darnold starts week one.
I think Darnold's in at this point. I don't think he starts week one, but I think he's in now.
If he doesn't start week one, he starts week five. Because the Jets have three road games. They have 1, 3, and 4 road games. And then week 5, 6, and 7 are all at home.
That's fair enough.
So if he doesn't, he's starting at this point. In my opinion, I think he starts week one, but he's definitely starting.
See him starting Denver game. I could see that.
I'm going to give this one to the Jets.
I'm going to give it to the Jets, too.
I'm 3-3 now.
3-3.
4-2.
All right.
Minneapolis. Not Minneapolis. Oh, yeah. Minneapolis.
No, you got Minnesota at home. That's an easy loss. That's a loss. That's a very good football team.
They're another team that I feel like they don't have many weaknesses.
Kirk Cousins. I'm booing Kirk Cousins like my life depends on it when he comes.
He was never coming to New York. He was never coming to New York.
He teased all of us.
He did. He trolled you really badly.
Because he had the green tie. He had the green and purple tie.
Didn't he tweet something, too, about the Jets?
Yeah, he tweeted and tagged the Jets and the Vikings.
Yeah, so.
I don't remember what he tweeted.
It came down to the Jets or the Vikings, but it really shouldn't have been a contest. It should have been Minnesota the whole way through. All right, I got the Vikings with an easy win here.
I have the Vikings as well.
I don't think the Jets can even remotely stay close in this one.
So all right, so 3-4.
That's 4-3.
Next is an away game against Chicago.
They can win that.
It's winnable.
I have them winning this. I think I have them beat Chicago.
I have Chicago.
Yeah, I don't like Chicago.
I gave them a close one against Indianapolis. I think Chicago will be better. I think I'm going to give this one to Chicago.
Chicago will be better than Indianapolis?
No. I'm just saying. I had the Jets winning a close one in Indianapolis. I think this is going to be a close one as well, but I just have Chicago winning this one. Because I gave a close one to Indianapolis.
I have the Jets not blowing the Bears out, but I don't think it'll be close enough where you can call it a close game. Like, it won't be within 3 points.
It's going to be closer than it should, I feel like. I think
the Jets are up a touchdown at the end of the game. I don't consider that close.
I'm giving it to the Jets.
I give it to the Bears.
5-2.
What do I have?
You're 5-3.
I'm 5-3.
I'm 4-4.
I have 3-5.
Look at this Giants, man.
All right. I'm just being honest.
I think the Jets are a better team than the Giants.
I think they are, too. Right. For week three.
I guess we'll see preseason.
We'll see regular season. Preseason doesn't tell anything.
They don't play in the regular season.
No, just the records.
Ah, okay.
Jets have
The Jets have a much easier schedule.
Yeah, they do.
Doesn't matter, but it's still. All right. They're all NFL teams.
Next game away at Miami. That's a win.
Win.
Easy win.
I agree.
Miami is a bad team. I can't wait because Buffalo's up next, right?
Yes, sir. They do. And they don't have Tyrod Taylor anymore, so that's going to be a bad team this year as well.
No, they should start Josh Rosen, right?
They don't have Josh Rosen.
Allen. Cut that out.
Josh Allen.
They should start Josh Allen. Cut that out.
You should start Josh Rosen.
Oh, cut that out. I always mix them up.
I have them.
They're going to start Josh Allen at that point, and I think that one will be close.
But Josh Allen's not going to be a good quarterback.
Josh Allen's not a good quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Josh Allen.
I think it'll be close.
I have the Jets winning.
I have the Jets winning Miami and Buffalo. So
I have them sweeping both series.
I think LeSean McCoy makes a big difference, and the Buffalo actually wins.
Oof.
Yeah. I think Buffalo's actually going to pull
it out. I think Buffalo's actually the worst team in the league.
No, not worse than the Seahawks.
Okay, they're the second worst team in the league.
I have them at 5-5 right now.
I do too.
I have them at 6-4.
I have them about to drop to 5-6 though, because they have a home game against New England.
They have a bye week before this though.
Yeah, but it's still New England.
I'm just saying they have a bye week.
It doesn't matter. You're playing Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
I have this one as a much closer game than I can imagine both you guys think.
Yeah, because they played a close one last year, too.
I had faith in the Jets 1 week before, like a day before a Patriots game, and they lost like 40-7.
That was a disaster. Yeah,
but didn't they only lose by the stupid like touchdown thing last year?
Yeah, Safari Jenkins. Caught it and scored a touchdown and they didn't count it.
You know, I feel like a lot of these games will be close games, but I'm not betting against the Patriots.
I'm not betting against the Patriots either, but I think the Jets have a good shot to win this game. I really do.
I think the Patriots are going to be very good. I don't think they make it to the Super Bowl this
17.
Year,
though. I don't think they have a shot at that one, but
I don't think they make it to the Super Bowl.
I can confidently say that this game will be within a touchdown, whether it's
Yeah, because I don't think Brady's going to be as good this year. I don't think he's going to be MVP level.
I think the Jets got better than from last year. They couldn't.
Yes, and I think Brady's going to get worse. I think the Patriots are going to get worse.
The Patriots got worse. Patriots definitely got worse. But we've been saying that for the past 10 years. The Patriots are getting worse, and they keep winning.
That's so true.
They've been getting a lot of free agents.
Once Randy Moss left, they were like consistently.
Yes, but that wasn't a decade ago. That was like.
How long ago was that?
That was the last time. Was that right after they lost the Super Bowl?
To the Giants?
No, that was 2007. Randy Moss was on the team. Oh, how long after that did he leave?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Well, maybe it was a decade ago. All right. Well, I have the Patriots winning that. So that's five and six.
I have the Patriots winning that as well. So that's, I don't know, 6-5.
That's optimistic.
6-5?
Yeah.
They're one game apart.
Missed the 10-6 over here.
Yeah, that is literally not happening.
The Giants are going 10-6.
Another away game. This one.
This is Buffalo again?
No, Tennessee. That's a loss. Oh. That's a loss.
Away at Tennessee.
They're playing in
Nashville. I give it to Tennessee, but yeah. this is another game where I think they're going to be close.
Who's number one of the Jets even? The running back?
It's Isaiah Crowell, Bilal Powell.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's not fantastic.
It's not the end of the world.
Crowell's solid.
It's not the end of the world, but it's like, can you rely on them?
They have a big RBBC. It's not a, you know, running back one team.
A by committee.
Running back by committee, yeah.
I'm giving it to the Jets.
I give it to the Titans.
I'm giving it to the Titans.
I'm giving it to the Jets.
All right, 5-7.
6-6.
6-6.
This is an away game at Buffalo. That's a win for the Jets, easily. Win.
I think they'll split with Buffalo 7-6.
Sweet. I'm at 7-6.
6-7.
7-6.
All right. Home game against Houston, that's a loss.
Yeah, I think so, too.
6-8.
I don't think they can keep up with Deshaun Watson.
There's no way.
So what is it? It's Houston, Green Bay, New England?
Yeah.
Oof. Wait, is it
the Texans, the Packers, and the Patriots?
Okay, we just did Texans.
Texans is a loss.
Okay.
I have. So I'm at 6-8.
I'll give them a loss as well. I have them at 7-7.
I'm 7-7.
All right. Next is a home game against Green Bay. No way.
Dub.
What?
Easy. Not easy.
Against Aaron Rodgers.
Against the Packers.
And according to Stephen A. Smith, that bad man.
I didn't even hear that, so.
No, he said that. Yeah,
Stephen
A.
Smith says that all the time.
That's really strange. I give it to the Jets.
When I look at the Packers, I really don't see anybody except
Devontae Jimmy Adams. Graham.
Like,
Jimmy Graham. He doesn't count. With Jimmy Graham.
I thought I like Martellus Bennett would be really good on the Packers.
I told you.
They just don't know how to use tight ends.
Told you.
I don't even know why they waste their time getting like a top end tight end.
They don't need. He's not even a top end tight end anymore.
No, he is.
No, not anymore. Not from when he was on the Saints.
That was when he was a top end. Whatever it is, I give the Jets the win.
I give the Packers.
I don't think they have any pieces to even. I don't think the Packers will be competitive just because they have Aaron Rodgers, but they really shouldn't be.
Yeah, if you're gonna sit here and tell me Andrew Luck is gonna win the Colts against the Giants. With that terrible team?
Here we go.
No. If you were to sit here and say Andrew Luck can win the Colts
game, but
the Giants
are a worse team.
Then the Packers are going to win with Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, though, than Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but Andrew Luck, even though he doesn't have many pieces, I think he has more.
No.
Actually, no, he does make a good point. I'm giving it to the Packers.
I'm giving it to the Jets.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think Aaron Rodgers actually could probably single-handedly beat the Jets on his own.
Yeah.
Because he does that to a lot of teams.
He does.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
I give it to the Jets, so I think the Jets are a better team.
I'm at 6-9.
I'm at 7-8.
All right, final game is away and against New England. That's loss. Also a loss.
I think they may win if the schedule, like,
give it to them eight
if the Patriots are ahead by more
Patriots
than one game, they have, like, their spot locked up.
They don't bench their starters.
What do you mean?
They don't bench their starters. That's just what Belichick does. He doesn't bench his starters.
Rob Gronkowski was a decoy last year in Week 17. He had zero targets. Although Jamal Adams kind of, like, went off on him. Like, he covered him like a beast, but... The Patriots start their players.
I don't know. I think if they're really not trying, if it's not competitive, they could possibly pull it out. But again, I'm not betting against the Patriots. So 7-9.
That's 6-10.
Okay, so Joey's wrong on that one. Joey's wrong on both of them.
I'm not
close.
I have the Giants going 10-6, making the wild card, and the Jets going 6-10 and missing the playoffs. And I feel like that's very realistic and that's very generous.
Okay, if one of those two teams is going to make the playoffs.
Oh my God, did you say generous and realistic?
If one of those two teams is going to make the playoffs, it's going to be the Jets.
It's not going to be the Giants. Please.
It's not.
And Tom's
not
even a Jets fan.
I'm not.
He's not even a Jets fan.
Yeah,
he's a
Saints fan.
Exactly. So
they're making the playoffs, tell you that.
They're definitely making the playoffs.
If you honestly think that the Giants have a better shot at making the playoffs than the Jets, you're just actually a Giants fan. Like an actual cancerous Giants fan.
The Giants are going to make the playoffs.
You got Giants tunnel
vision. Like the Rangers are going to make the playoffs. Just like the Nets are going to make the playoffs. Just like the Yankees are going
to
make the playoffs.
Hold on. What am I hearing about Kawhi Leonard to the Nets? Where is this coming from?
There's a report out of Toronto this morning that said Kawhi Leonard is already calling other superstars that are going to be free agents next year and talking about teaming up. He likes
New York.
Who would
want to play with that diva?
He has mentioned going to Brooklyn.
Incorrect.
They have a bunch of former Spurs assistants.
Moron.
A bunch of former Spurs assistants and teammates of Kawhi Leonard. One of the best facilities in the NBA.
He wants to play for Spurs assistants, the organization he abandoned.
He's going to the Lakers.
You have to understand, they have the cap space to get two free agents and keep D'Angelo Russell. And they have Jared Allen and Young Talent, and they have a bench of good role players. It's a solid situation.
If he wants to go to New York, why would he not just pick the Knicks over the Nets?
Because they're not going to have the cap space. They have an unstable
franchise. The Knicks have the cap space.
Not right now.
Superstars. Not as of right now. They will have it by next summer.
Yes, they will.
Not if they can't get rid of Joakim Noah.
They will.
That's ridiculous.
They'll have it.
They won't have it. They're going after Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't want to go there. It's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving wants to go there. They want to get Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving wants to go to the Knicks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
They're not going to have room for Kyrie and Kawhi re-sign Porzingis.
Yes, they definitely can.
Yeah, they can.
You're going to have to get rid of Tim Hardaway Jr. You're going to have to get rid of Joakim Noah.
That is.
You're going to have to get rid of Courtney
Lee. Kyrie Irving?
No, but it's not going to be that easy because no teams have any cap space.
Nobody wants Joakim Noah.
No one has the cap space.
He's not very good.
And he's got a monster contract.
No one has that cap space anymore. The Nets do. They can get two superstars. If they wanted to, they could get Kyrie Irving and Kawhi Leonard.
Nobody wants to play for Brooklyn.
Okay, if you forgot, Joey is a biased Nets and Giants fan, which is why he gave him a 10-6 record and have him going to the playoffs. And has Kawhi Leonard also going to the Nets.
And they're going to win a championship before the Knicks. They just have the better future. I know the Knicks have Porzingis, and I love Porzingis.
They really solidified their future when they traded for that Celtic, washed-up garbage team.
Well, guess what? They get their draft picks back this year.
Start drafting again, an old team?
They have two picks this year. They have Denver's pick, and they have their own pick. And they're going to be in a very good situation with all that cap space.
Unless they botch it.
Which they probably will. Okay.
They will not. Their management has proven to be very smart. But I think that's good for today. Because
I think that was a nice one today.
Yeah, I think that was a good little episode there.
I had fun.
Cut that out. Repeat that. Cut that out and say something else.
Wait, what? Good little episode.
It was a good little episode.
All right. Well, I think Nick was a little biased today.
You had to go 10-6 with the Giants going. You had the Giants going 10-6 and making the wild card and going to the playoffs.
Joe, when they're
5-11. I had the Jets
11,
at 8-8.
When they're 5-11, Joe, don't say I didn't warn you.
I had them at 8-8, and I don't have them making the playoffs. You had the Giants, the New York football Giants, going 10-6. And making the wild card.
The NFL is better when the Giants are better. I mean, that's
first off, that's a wrong statement because I actually said that today, and you heard me say that. I said that about the Knicks. I said about the Knicks. I said that the NBA
is
overall better when the Knicks are better.
No, it's the Lakers. It's the Lakers.
No, it's true for the Lakers. It's true.
I don't give a shit about the Lakers.
The Lakers are the most famous.
We don't care about the Lakers.
Yeah, no, it's the Knicks. The Knicks are
the fourth grader watches.
Yeah, so let's just... I said that about the Knicks. The Knicks... The NBA is better when the Knicks play better, and it's just an overall aura around the NBA when the Knicks are just better, right?
It was. It was like the golden age when they won the 50-win season.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. How long ago was that? In the 60s? They won the last championship?
The
last championship was in the 60s. They never made the finals, I don't think, since.
No, they made it with Ewing one year. Jordan was playing.
Yeah, exactly. They could never win while Jordan was playing. The East was stacked. They had the Pacers and the Pistons. But they couldn't... They couldn't pass Michael Jordan's Bulls. And then again, that one year... What was that? 2009? Where they had Melo, they had Amari Stoudemire.
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, so...
That was back when they had Mike Woodson, and he was loved in New York.
And that team...
I wanted him to come back.
And that team didn't get it done.
I liked him, too.
That team couldn't get it done, either.
Well, they lose to the Pacers that year?
They lost to LeBron.
They
lost to the Pacers. Then the Pacers lost to LeBron. I remember.
Because the Pacers had a little dominant stretch where they gave the Heat a run for their money.
They did. All right.
All right, well, thanks for listening this week, and see you again next episode.